Yahoo, Google, and Microsoft have signed off on a new set of principles for doing business in countries where governments interfere with the Internet. This effort started after the companies came under fire for collaborating with Chinese government censorship. In one instance, a Chinese citizen was jailed after Yahoo gave his information to Chinese police. We're going to talk now about the proposed principles with Leslie Harris, who worked on them. They're called the Global Network Initiative, and she's president of the Center for Democracy and Technology. And we asked what might be different from now on. Say that you're an Internet company. You've signed on to these principles, this code of conduct.
What are you going to do?
You're doing business in China, and the Chinese government asks you for contact information for people who have been doing something that is suspicious to the Chinese government.
I guess my disappointment with that is that we've decided this is not a China code, and everybody wants to make it a China code. You know, so you're picking the most difficult case and asking.
Am.
Well, go right ahead.
Well, humor me and tell me
okay.
what would happen in that situation.
Okay.
Then we'll talk about other situations
okay.
that might come up.
Okay.
Go ahead. What would happen if a company is in that situation, if a government comes and asks them for information,
well,
do they say no?
I think it's more complicated than do they say no. It's what have they been doing in the months and years leading up to that hard question. Because what we're asking companies to do is a different kind of risk assessment from the moment they make a decision to go into a country. So we're asking
them, meaning if you ever might be in a situation where the government is demanding information from you, maybe you'd reconsider doing business in China or Russia
after the
or
fact.
Someplace
that's
else?
That's after the fact. The question is, when you go into a country, what are your human rights risks? Are there particular risks for the kind of service you're going to offer, a blog service, an email service? How are you going to train your employees? So when that call comes, that individual on the ground understands what to look for. Has somebody senior in the company to respond to? Your goal here is to say, why do you want this information? Is this demand a legal demand under your own laws? A lot of times you get a piece of paper from some local entity.
Which might not be a legal demand at all.
Which may not be a legal demand at all.
Does the company have any leverage?
Individual companies have very little leverage, and I think we've seen that. If lots of companies take this approach, over time, we're going to be able to push back successfully.
Is it oversimplifying this to say this is only going to work if there are companies that are willing from time to time to give up some profits?
Yes. It's either not go into a country or more likely not offer a particular service that's considered particularly risky. Shall I, as Google made a decision in China, not offer email services because I think I can't protect people? Skype is a perfect example of this. Skype is a good company.
This is a phone service on the Internet. It can also be a video service on the Internet.
Yes. I don't think Skype ever considered when they signed a joint venture with a company in China. I don't think that they considered
whether somebody might be monitoring those phone calls. Have any companies that you've approached said, look, we don't want any part of this?
There are companies who have said, we have to think about this. This is a big commitment. We're not looking for real change in the next 24 hours. We're looking for real change over time. The Internet is at risk. Countries want to put their values, to put their laws, and to put their political systems in the middle of the Internet. So this is an ongoing collaboration. It will only work if over time we're able to bring many more companies into this process. And that means they do have to give up some control.
Leslie Harris of the Center for Democracy and Technology. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.